Thanks for sticking with us here on His Time, where we start your day with the Word of God, sacred music and prayer, and interviews. With us next, Pastor Stanish Stanley. He's finishing up a doctorate at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in India. And he's also a part of Christian Friends of New Americans, who help immigrants here in the St. Louis area. Welcome back to His Time, Stanish.
Hello, sir. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. For those that might not know, give us a little background on Christian Friends of New Americans.
Well, Christian Friends of New Americans, as you rightly pointed out, is a ministry, especially in the St. Louis City, County, and beyond. Right now, very heavily focused on the St. Louis City, in the St. Louis City area, which serves refugees and immigrants, especially since 2002, when the Bosnian immigrants came into the city area as a result of the Bosnian War. Ever since, it has kind of moved over to new immigrant groups that come in, especially new refugee groups. Most of the refugees or immigrants might be fleeing either ethnic conflict, or they might be kind of getting away from religious persecution. When they come to the St. Louis, into the country, they are basically coming from a totally different culture into a totally different one here in America. And how do they make that switch? And how do we as Christians go to them or share with them the gospel and bring them the love of Jesus is basically at the heart of all this. So we kind of function with a lot of a few of our programs that we through which we kind of reach them, touch their needs, show them that we care about them. And the final idea is to get these friends of ours who are coming into our country new, maybe from different religious backgrounds, slowly into the Peace Center where we have where we operate our CFNA programs, and from there on, gradually to move them into or welcome them into a local LCMS congregation. So that's the model with which we work. It is heavily based on volunteers. It is heavily based on a support from our local LCMS congregations, and also in general based on the prayer and the support that that many of our members share and do for these new people who are coming into our country.
Now, you mentioned that this kind of began with the Bosnian population here in the St. Louis metro area. Mm-hmm. Describe to us what some of these other new Americans, where they're from.
It moved. It has gradually kind of changed from the Bosnian emphasis to people from Africa, especially. We had a lot of refugees coming in from areas like Eritrea, Ethiopia, Liberia, Sierra Leone. What has happened, especially in the past 2 or 3 years, is a move from that field to the field of South Asia, especially with the immigrants coming in from Nepal and Bhutan. And one thing that we can probably keep in mind is that from the African continent, people who come in might either belong to the Christian faith or mostly also Muslims and indigenous religions. Whereas over here from South Asia, the people who are coming in right now are basically either Hindus or Buddhists. So the Peace Center, where we kind of operate our programs of the CFNA, basically is right at the heart of the settlement zone. So most of these people who are either Nepali or Bhutanese or Eritreans or Ethiopians or Liberians or Sierra Leoneans find an opportunity to come to the Peace Center, especially their kids, and I am in charge of the after-school tutoring program over there. The way in which we kind of try to engage these kids who come in and the opportunities that we get to share the gospel and also change lives is phenomenal. But a lot more needs to be done, and maybe constantly kind of seek volunteer support, especially from our friends, whoever is interested in this ministry and who want to share their love of Jesus with their new neighbor who is coming in. And so basically, this is a cross-cultural ministry that's taking place right here in the heart of St. Louis. We don't need to go to an exotic location like in India or in Africa or a Sierra Leone or you know or Nepal to do ministry anymore. We have the people right here, right in the midst of us, and it just needs our interest and our desire and our realization of the God-given calling within us to reach out to our cross-cultural friends.
As you said that, God has really just brought this group of people and, you know, put them in the middle of us so that through CFNA and mm-hmm. your Peace Center, the Lord might minister them in all kinds of ways. You were talking about, you know, wanting to do so much more for those people. How can our listeners help by volunteering? How can they get involved to, you know, do more of this, you know, little Christ reaching out to these people?
Very, very well put, sir. In fact, I have to mention over here that the organizational and the vision basically is set out of the CFNA is set out by its chairperson, Dr. Alan Buckman, and his wife, Mrs. Carol Buckman, who was basically the facilitator or the initiator of this entire thing at the very beginning, from the late 90s onwards to 2002, and then going forward. And in fact, the plan, the way they've kind of envisaged all this is a kind of a volunteer model, where people from the local LCMS congregations, or for that matter, any Christian, is invited who has a heart to really reach out to these people who need help, are always welcomed in to be a part of our ministry, cross-cultural ministry in the St. Louis City, especially. So, what volunteer we seek volunteer help, especially with regards to after-school tutoring that we have on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings from 5 p.m. onwards till 7:15. We also have programs like the health and wellness clinic, which we have once every month. And for that too, if people are volunteers or people who are interested, it could be nurses or it could be dietitians or it could just be a person who wants to drive some people around and bring them to the Peace Center, because many of the people who live a little far away do not have the facilities to reach the Peace Center for these events. So even a person who volunteer who wants to just support us with driving the people around is welcome.
You have many more opportunities for people to get involved. And would you say, Stanish, that your upcoming trivia night would be a good way to connect for people, and they could get learn more about the good things God is doing through Christian Friends and New Americans?
Very true, very true. In fact, I was getting to that, and yes, we always have a fundraiser and a supporting event, which is basically the trivia, one of them being the trivia. And this is an opportunity to kind of, for all the CFNA people to really celebrate also what the ministry is. And so the trivia night, which is coming up, this is the 7th annual trivia, which has a bingo and a silent auction also along with it. This is on November 15th, this coming Saturday, and it is at the Lutheran Church of Webster Gardens at 8749 Watson Road, St. Louis 63119. And in fact, we have a lot of events. Like as I mentioned, it's trivia, it's bingo. There is free babysitting. There are door prizes. There, we of course have a little Italian supper also included. And this is an opportunity to come and support us and be a part of this great you know celebration of local Lutherans kind of. reaching out to their neighbor through the CFNA.
Excellent. So November the 13th, 15th, that's this Saturday, and the time again, Stanish?
And the time, sorry, I didn't mention the time. It is at 5:15.
5:15. Sounds like a great night for the family to come and learn more and celebrate, as you say. And is there a website they can go to?
Yes, they can go and access www.cfna-stl.org. So that's basically the website, yes.
And I'm sure they can even Google search CFNA and they'll get there. So Pastor Stanish Stanley, thank you so much for being such a good friend of Worldwide KFUO and these new Americans among us. And God's blessings to you.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, please do pray for our ministry, and please do support us through the trivia night, too.
Let's get out for the trivia night. Thank you, and we'll be right back with our study of the Daily Lectionary here on His Time.